Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Showmits.
Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts.
Leave a 5-star rating.
And a nice review.
And spread the word.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Well, oh my God. Welcome to Showman.
We back.
I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
Exclusive.
World premiere.
Kevin, how much fun was last week?
It was great.
The Heya fans are out and they are proud. Speaking of.
I mean, is that your segue?
Yes. No, actually, I didn't even mean for it to be my segue, but happy Pride, Kevin.
Happy LA Pride. It was this past weekend in LA.
We took a Pride dance class.
Yes, taught by our friend, Brittany Parks.
She's great.
She's the best.
Just feeling all the rainbow feels.
Yeah. I mean, I like that we called it a Pride, it was called a Pride dance class, but it was like, she teaches us every now and then anyway.
Well, I've been taking a lot of dance, actually.
Oh, have you?
I took with Bo a couple times that, like, Becca and I have been dancing to, like, Janet and to Britney Spears. And then I decided I was going to take a tap class.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Ugh, so bad. Well, here's the funny part. So our choreographer, Zach Whitley, used to make fun of us in good, you know, all fun and games. But I would have swamp hands.
I just told a whole group of people about your swamp hands the other day.
Well, it's just this, like, kind of cramped thing that I would do with my hands when
the
I was focusing
wrist in the
really
game.
Hard. Yeah, it was great. And I was watching the tap dance video back, and, like, I'm so stressed about getting the tap right because it's so hard and I'm not good at it at all. But I had full swamp hands, and then Amber texted me and she goes, "That looks really good, except I can't stop thinking about swamp hands." And I was like, "Oh, damn it. I knew it."
So good.
So I really got to focus on getting better at tap and not having swamp hands.
Releasing your hands.
Yeah, I mean, in tennis I'm focusing really hard, but I don't get the chance to have swamp hands.
Because
you're
holding
I'm holding a racket. Yeah, exactly. But this, I'm like, I'm going to get good and I'm not going to have swamp hands.
Have you ever been to a Pride parade before?
I have, like, accidentally been in, like, walk through Pride parades in New York.
Accidentally?
Well, here's the thing. I've never, like, actually, like, made an effort to go to one. I don't know. I didn't have the right group of friends to do that with, which is ironic. But no, like in New York, you would just like go to village and you'd literally be in the Pride parade.
That's great.
Yeah.
Here there's like a parade. There's a parade on Sunday.
It was on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. How?
And it goes right past my friend's apartment. I didn't get to go this year.
Oh.
I know.
Have you been to parades before?
I've been to...
You went to San Fran Pride last year,
it was my first Pride. It was two years ago.
Yes.
And I got to be in the parade. Only by default because...
Proud of you.
Austin was actually in the parade with... He and Guy Pearce were like in a
car. Oh, for When We Rise.
Yes.
Great.
And then they're like, you can come too. I was his plus one.
Like, sure.
They put me on like a bus.
Well, when I was inviting people to come to this dance class that we went to, the girl curating the whole thing was like, I was like, can I invite Kevin McHale? She's like, oh my God, he can bring anybody. And I was like, yes. So you were really the highlight.
This is great.
Just by the way.
Well, whatever. I aim to please.
I also am really excited about these dance classes that I bought a tripod for the iPhone that stands up because like...
For the dance classes.
Yes, for the dance classes. Speaking of dance classes as well, Todrick. Been listening to his new music.
You've been listening to Todrick Hall?
A lot. And I really, we warmed up to it in TAP the other day. And I was watching one of his videos. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but it was the hair, nails, hips, heels. It's so good. I can't stop listening to it.
I watched that video the first day it came out. I watched it like 10 times.
It's so fierce. But there's a couple of Fierce Army gays that actually learn the choreography and did it in their uniforms. It's so good. It makes me so happy.
Actually, if you, while you're listening, I guess after the show,
look up Todrick on Instagram
and watch those videos.
It's, well, you could do the same. You could do it simultaneously.
Can you?
Yes. Okay. I do a million things while I'm listening to us.
That's true. She's not even here right now. She's doing other things.
I'm running out of crime podcasts to listen to, but it's okay because there's more crime.
There's always more crime.
There's... Oh, my God. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride, everyone! I've been really annoying anywhere I go. I see anything that's remotely rainbow, and I just shout out, Happy Pride!
Well, Ralph Lauren in the Beverly Center, I was there getting my iPhone fixed, and their whole window is just a rainbow.
Yeah.
I love it.
They sent me a t-shirt with like their rainbow polo thing.
Any chance for rainbows.
It is also the funny thing where all these gay Twitter also is very hilarious about all the brands that show up for Pride and then are just gone. July 1st comes around, like, bye.
Really?
See ya. Yeah, well, there are brands who have been around supporting like the gay community for a long time, and they've been consistent.
Yeah.
Then there are brands who don't really hide the fact that it's a little bit more opportunistic that they're like coming in and they're like,
now
we're gonna donate 5% of the proceeds. It was like, okay, you're a gigantic brand, donate all of like the net profit to whatever charity.
Yeah, and you have a ton of little companies that do like 100%.
Yes,
so it's kind of funny.
It's real shifty.
It's just really funny, but they have a lot of people to pay.
Oh my God, Jenna. Jenna!
I'm just kidding, Kevin.
Side note. Decided to, my song that came out last week.
James Dean.
All the iTunes sales are going to Trevor Project.
Kevin!
It's going to be like 5 cents.
So you know what? That's 5 cents going to a good cause.
Because I figured, why not?
Good, you know what?
You know, I feel like everything you should just go.
Now I got to go on iTunes and buy it instead of going on my Spotify and listening to it.
Whatever. However you get the song. But yeah, if you do download it on iTunes,
I'm going to go on
donate
iTunes
to Trevor Project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really actually.
It's Pride
really nice.
Month. We just got to do our part.
We got to do it all.
Also, coming up, it's my birthday this week.
Flag Day.
Flag
Day. Kevin's birthday is on Flag Day.
Yes.
How old are you now? 32?
Oh, no, it's my first anniversary of my 30th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, you're 31?
No, I'm 30 plus one.
Ugh, whatever. It's your birthday.
What
are we doing?
Poker night.
Yes,
Jenna, we've been prepping.
I've been playing that too, trying to get real good.
Get ready.
I don't think I'm going to do very well.
Oh, maybe I should get like maybe I should make it Pride themed. I'm being really obnoxious.
100%. We're coming in. I'm going to come in my athletic wear that's all rainbow.
Oh, please do. Then maybe that will be the thing.
Okay.
Wear whatever rainbow
you
have.
Should we get poker chips that are rainbow?
I think I've run out of time for that. It's tomorrow.
Damn. Oh, that's right.
I've done no planning.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Everybody go buy Kevin's song so he can the proceeds can go to Trevor Project.
That's my birthday gift. If you want to do something, go get the song so you donate to
Trevor Project.
Yeah. And maybe you'll like the song in the process. I don't know.
And also, Pride, we've got Hey Ya again.
Because what's better than once?
Twice. What?
So stick around because we got way more Hey Ya. We're going to play a game.
It's going to be great. And this game is not quite as successful as the game. Well, they're not quite as successful at the game that they were last week, but we're going to do it.
We can beat them.
Before we get to Naya and Heather, let's give a shout out to Dole.
If you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you've probably heard us talk about Dole's smoothie blends.
But they also have these amazing frozen Dole acai bowls too.
With the weather starting to warm up, there's nothing that cools me down quite like a delicious acai bowl.
It's light and refreshing, and if you've ever had one, then you know exactly what we're talking about.
These smoothie bowls are great for a delicious breakfast or anytime as a snack.
And they're so convenient. With Dole acai bowls, there's no washing or prep work, no blender to clean.
All you have to to do is let it thaw or put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Grab a spoon and enjoy.
Instead of going to a smoothie bowl shop every morning, it's so much more convenient to just pull one out of the freezer rather than having to go out and wait in line.
And Dole Acai bowls are a fraction of the price and just as delicious.
They come in three great flavors, original, protein, and tropical.
And the best part is each one is 230 calories or fewer.
So if you're looking for something tasty first thing in the morning or to sneak in a quick snack break, try Dole Acai bowls. Find them in your frozen aisle. All right, when we come back.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
And we're back. We're back with Hey Ya for part two.
Part
deux.
Dos.
Hey Ya.
Yes. Yes.
That's what's up now. Fairy Veil Queens in the house. Fairy Veil Queens.
Oh, you know, I used to wear a ton of Fairy Veil on Beyonce, and then I stopped for some reason.
What is up now, you guys? Wait, you wore it with Beyonce?
I did,
and
yeah.
And you didn't wear any Ingly?
No, I don't know why.
Even on tour?
I think I was so annoyed at people, like, constantly touching us that I was like, I don't want anything in my hair. I'm just not going to.
Fair.
Yeah.
I was talking with one of our old crew members, and he was like, you knew the day was done when one of the girls would start taking out her extensions.
Remember when I ripped my wig off in the club and spoke? Were you there? And
no.
Was playing around my head?
No, I don't.
Oh, no. That was a Kurt thing.
Oh.
Where we, like,
we were in that sound club, right?
Yes.
Yes, I was there.
It's all. Also, we
was too.
Yes, we were all there.
Yeah. It was blackout.
Was anybody in that soap bubble party club?
No.
One? I wasn't in that.
No.
I was very happy that I was not
was,
there.
Yes,
who had
no.
a soap bubble?
What it was the craziest?
It was when they went to New York, I think.
And they did like a, no, because Diana was in it. It was like a disco party.
I
don't know. Anyway, what was your craziest costume, would you say, that you either hated or loved the most?
Oh, she's got a lot.
Oh, she's ready.
Heather.
She's got a lot.
I just remember Lady Gaga and those effing
those shoes.
Yep. No, those effing lobsters.
Oh, my God.
If you didn't watch, I had to dress as Lady Gaga when she has the lobster eyes outfit on. So please Google this and see the image.
Lobster. So good.
I had lobsters over my eyes. And I remember I, like, couldn't see. Like, after I took them off, I was like, you know when you get a sinus headache?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you remember when we were in a scene for Lady Gaga and we were all in our costumes and literally sound was like, I'm sorry, can we pause? What is that sound? And I was like, I think it's me.
Your bubble?
My bubbles, because I was breathing, would expand, and they would hit each other.
Plastic bubbles.
You looked so cute in that.
No, they were horrible.
Oh, I have a great photo of Jenna half sitting on a stool, because, like, you can't
sit. You couldn't
sit
down.
And then she was, like, drinking a Diet Coke or something through a straw, and she's just, like...
just evil eyes.
Just a stain. Real.
Fire
I remember
coming out of her eyes.
There was one that I actually remember, like, seeing, like, tears in Hemo's eyes, and I tell this story because, like, you were such a trooper on set all the time, and while we all be complaining, Heather would be like quiet and like ready to go. And this one, I saw like the tears well and like up in her eyes, and I was like, "This is when I know like we've hit the max."
Yeah,
we're
was
done.
Rocky Horror when we were in
I
those
was just
horrible
say
outfits,
like that.
And you looked like
oh, we were in the oh what's my. Her name outfits. We were matching you and I.
We were in the Tap Girl outfits with the sequins.
And I went to
the and those wigs,
those
wigs, little
wigs, those orange, they had orange
wigs. Scratchy.
Those wigs were great.
I have.
We were like 18 hours
in. You guys
in.
Looked great.
You and I.
You and Diana
great.
were the maids.
Magenta.
There was a scene where we're all on the stage. Remember we shot it for like a billion hours in the fog? And
we just kept
you would, there was like a new
laughing.
App for like filters on the phone. So Nye and I had like a photo shoot behind this.
I
like,
remember
fake
this vividly.
Bush.
I have those.
I
that
have
was such a
so
fun.
Because I was stuck behind my tree and I was like, yes, behind my dad. Not with them.
Nye and I were like,
crack it up. And then like I watched you because I wasn't in one and you just love it.
Yeah.
I'm like this is the best day ever.
And it like sounds Halloween. Like we sometimes have a terrible time, but honestly like these memories are the best.
Oh,
no,
the
they
best.
Are
so fun. I drive by Paramount and I'm like,
oh, it sucks.
And like on the way home it'll be like morning, you know, from like working out, and I'm like, wait, I just want to drive into here.
Yeah.
And like do it all
Paramount. Again.
I went on an audition at Paramount the other day. The building where I remember when Ryan pulled us in, like very early on, was like, "So you're going to get asked for a lot of things, and I want you guys to be very, like, you know, picky about what you choose and how you present yourselves. It was in that building, and I was like, all these memories came rushing back.
Oh my God.
And I had to sing at the audition. It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
Because you
got to
get off that lot. Because
you had energy.
That's the same.
It was just
the
gosh. Same. Yeah. Anyway, but it was really
That's
nice
crazy.
To go back.
I remember
there.
I couldn't be in scenes with Naya because you and I would just encourage each other to be absurd, and so then we couldn't keep it together. Well, you could keep it together more than I could, but like there was a scene where, like, in the cafeteria
I remember, and it made it.
And yes,
your take made it.
And Naya like looks at me, and I just lose it. Like, I can't ever hold
like,
it together.
Say it. He was like, "Say it like this next time. Like, say it like this." And I'm like, "All right, whatever. I guess we'll just throw this one away. We're having a blast." And it did it. And it made it. I'm like, "Oh my god, best one."
What I learned was the crazier like the thing I did, the more likely it was to end up in the episode.
Totally.
And most of the time, it would be me trying to make Naya laugh,
and vice versa.
Sorry, I didn't know the camera was like going to catch me.
Yeah, do you remember
it's
when I did
there.
The performance with Ricky Martin, and I was trying to make you laugh, and it's still like that? How grand those arms!
Yes.
You were like, just go there.
Yeah, I would. I'm like,
it's a gay comedy, and they just want big.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, when you played each other, when Naya and Kevin played each other, that was favorite.
I lived. That was the number one person I wanted to play.
Yeah, same. And I think everybody did a great job of like trolling everybody else. Yeah.
No, and all in good fun. Like everybody was like really good.
Really
at
studying
each
other.
I played.
Who did you study?
Sugar.
You play?
You're Sugar Mata.
Yes.
You were, no. Diana was Sugar Mata.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was you?
I was Mercedes. Right.
Stop.
Yes, I was Mercedes.
And Amber was you.
No.
Because Amber and I like kissed.
Yes.
What a weird.
Weird.
Because
weird.
Who better to play each other than the people you spend every waking hour
no,
with?
No, literally.
Right. Nailed it.
Guys, we did it.
Nailed it, guys.
We made it out.
We're here.
We had good times.
We're celebrating it.
You guys are parents.
I know.
We are.
Moms.
We both boy moms.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know.
Isn't that
we'll
bond
like text
you guys?
Each other and just kind of like go over the boy mom thing or like.
Boy moms.
What is the boy mom thing?
I mean, well, she was so funny. She texted me the other day, like, "Hey, what was that muffin that you..."
She had, like, a muffin mix
recipe. Yeah,
there's an age where your kid will stop eating.
No. Like, they're so picky, and they won't eat, like, vegetable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so you gotta hide
chicken fingers
and
only.
And she was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Chicken fingers.
French fries.
And you don't
mac
want
and
your child to eat that, obviously. And I was like, well,
at
my
a birthday
kids
party,
like muffins.
Maybe, but, like, yeah.
Every once in a while.
So
I asked for a muffin recipe, and she was like, I have this recipe that I hide some vegetables in, and I'm like, I need that recipe.
Yeah.
We also
Sneaky Chef. Go to Sneaky Chef.
Like, is that a real thing?
Yeah, Sneaky Chef is a great website. For like hiding like veggies
food.
And different recipes. I like.
Yes.
And I still make that recipe all the time.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's the best.
You can hide different stuff.
We talk about Monster Jam. We're Monster Jam moms.
What's Monster Jam?
The Monster Truck Show.
Duh.
Is it a kids truck show?
Oh, no, it's just like a
wait.
Basically,
monster truck. So we've graduated to just you guys talking about Monster Jam.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's what's up now.
I was hanging out with Naya like a couple months ago, and she's like, "Just got tickets to Monster Jam."
No.
Welcome to Boy Mom Life.
Yeah.
We're going back, and I'm stoked in a couple weeks. I'm like,
Heather, have you been to Monster Jam yet?
Oh, yeah. I went to Well, because it started because she was like, "Hey, I'm going," or she had posted about Monster Jam. I don't know how this happened. I'm like, "Oh, my God, I'm going too." I'm like a day before you. Why are we not going together?
Yes.
You went for Owen's birthday.
Yeah.
The weekend before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time you're coming, right?
I didn't get my tickets yet.
I got them on pre-sale.
She texted me. She's like, "I got my tickets.
I got my tickets. Here's my section
this
and row."
This is how hardcore
this is
we
I
are.
I texted her the section and row. I never heard back. Now I know. Get
did
on
you,
it.
Did you get tickets to that show that we were talking about?
Who told me that?
Did you get tickets to Pikachu?
Yet it all comes back around.
It always does. That's the one that keeps coming back around. Before we get back to Nye and Heather, have you ever wanted to get paid to shop?
Absolutely.
Oh, funny you say that, because then you need to check out Drop.
Well, Drop is the free app that gives out cash rewards for your everyday shopping.
It's super easy. Sign up, link up your debit or credit card, select the stores you want to shop at most, and you'll earn points each time you spend there.
You can redeem points for gift cards to places like Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, Starbucks, Lyft, Uber, and countless more.
For a limited time, go to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code SHOWMANCE to receive a $5 gift card right away. Make sure to link a debit or credit card to the app when you sign up to redeem your reward.
Kevin, I know you love Starbucks so much.
So do you, Jenna.
I do, and that's one of the ones I signed up for rewards. It's so easy to sign up. You just literally link your card and you pick, you have like so many choices. I picked Starbucks, I picked Uber, I picked Target.
Oh, I live off of Amazon, so that will be me.
Oh, dream life. It's so great. Well, you gain points fast by shopping with the brands you love, and they help you discover new ones, too.
Again, go to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code SHOWMANCE to receive a $5 gift card right away. Make sure you link your debit or credit card when you sign up.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
I'm assuming that becoming moms definitely bonded you. But Heather, you became a mom early, like on Glee. We were like doing like regionals and you were dancing pregnant.
Do you remember I had like a weird witchy thing happen? I forgot about this until the other day because I had the feeling again.
You told me this.
Where I was on set.
Who told me this?
Yes,
who told
it was me.
Yeah.
And like you knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
No one else knew. Like maybe Naya knew or something, but like I sure as hell didn't know. And I was
confronted.
You were sitting there. It was like me, you, and maybe a couple of other people. And I was like, guys, I have this weird feeling that like somebody's pregnant.
Yes, I remember.
And I've been having dreams about it.
Yep.
And I know somebody's pregnant, and I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then in hindsight, because I remember seeing Heather's face like go. Like, her eyes went all big. And she went like silent.
No poker face.
And I didn't realize it. And then people started, like a week or two later, people started talking about somebody being pregnant. I'm like, what is happening? Guys, I called
that's
this
so
because
yeah,
then
you knew.
And then you like
I announced
we're able
to the
talk
group
about it.
And I was like, woo, I'm a witch.
Praise the Lord.
My God.
That's why a couple weeks ago
you
I had
have intuitions
the, I had
for
the
sure
feeling and
spidey senses going.
No, Kevin's a witch.
I probably
sniffing
learned that from Snicks as well.
Yeah. Sniffing it out like who's here? Who's pregnant here?
You ovulating? Who's ovulating?
Yeah. Yeah, I did though. It was fourth season. I got pregnant with Eli. It was a surprise, but I was very ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like ready to be a mom. We were so busy at that show. Mm-hmm. I was just ready to like settle down and get some time off and time for myself. And it was like a much needed space.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you, Naya, get advice from Heather when you got pregnant?
Yes. I mean, Heather, I felt like, how old were you?
27.
Yeah. So that's, you know, oh wait, only, no way.
Yeah, I was 27.
What?
26?
No.
27.
Yes, I got married at 27, 28. I'm 32 and he's five. He was 27.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm
so confused.
Yeah. You got married in 2015.
2016. No, 2015. Jenna, come on. You know better than I do. Like, Eli was born in 2013.
Slip your time.
I'm not usually good at that, but sorry,
I remember that far back.
You.
I don't know. What are we? 2015, 2014.
The times are old.
I don't know.
But now you got boys, and now you're now you're moms, and now you have a clothing line.
For little kids. It's like PJs and sweatshirts and comfy cool
stuff. It's good.
So what's it called?
It's called JoJo and Izzy.
Okay, where can we find it?
On JoJoandIzzy.com.
That's what's happening.
Everything's like really on sale because we're about to rebrand. So go get it.
I love an overhaul.
Yes.
I love a rebrand.
Hemo, what about you? What's up now?
Well, you know, being a mom, And I'm actually starting my own podcast as well.
What?
You heard it first here on Showman.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
It is going to be called The Dance Room. From the mouths and minds of real dancers. And we are recapping all the dance shows in the air. We'll be doing So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars. And we'll be interviewing and having fun little chit chats with people who, you know, are just dance enthusiasts, people who are professional dancers, people in the industry. So it's just kind of, you know,
that's
an
awesome
insight into the dance world.
That's
which
great.
I think a lot of people really would love to hear.
Well, yeah, there's so many shows out there now.
And so many shows.
People love them, watch them, like, yes, religiously.
Yeah. I do have to say, some of my best memories are from, like, all of your friends, like, dancers who came on Glee and, like, went on tour with us and are just, like, the best people. I always say, like, as a whole, that community and group of people that you, like, have is just the best.
Yeah.
The nicest, most hardworking, like, level-headed people.
Yeah, and I want to highlight that because I think the dance community is just so broad, but it has that energy. It, like, takes it with it everywhere you go. I mean, the dance world is just, like, the most positive thing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give, like, insight into the hard workings, like, what you don't know they do all day long, why they're on their feet from, like, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they don't say a peep. Mm-hmm. They're, like, not talking about how hard it is.
Well, that's why you were so good on set.
Yeah.
Because Heather was dancer first and then, you know, didn't say a peep.
People didn't say a peep until I broke down.
But it took years.
Years until I broke down.
Yeah, to be fair, like, you went a long time.
And still didn't really say a peep.
No.
She asked me for a PB&J, and I knew, you know.
She was like, oh,
like, PB&J, guys, we got to check on Heather.
Okay, guys, listen, we got to go.
There's something.
Let's get
She didn't speak for a whole season.
She literally didn't talk. Took a vow of silence. Like,
I mean, you got to conserve your energy.
Yeah. So good.
But you know I'm here now and everything where it's supposed to be. That's
exactly.
Special.
Honestly, though, like, during the show, we talk about all these great memories and, you know, on set. But, like, offset was crazy for us at one point. Like, now I'm like, whatever. Nobody gives a sh- who I am. But, like, at one point, like, it was hard. We on tour,
we couldn't go
anywhere without security. And, like, even, like, walking to the coffee shop, it was like, oh, crap.
It was quite a shock to the system for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Because it was such a small pilot and it was so, like, specific. I remember watching it with Corey. He had showed me, like, randomly. He was like, oh my god, watch this. I was like, oh, cool. Okay. Right. It was show.
This little thing.
And it was just its own special thing that was, like, a smaller pilot. And then it turned into something completely huge.
I mean,
that's
massive.
Why we all just hung out with each other when we weren't working, because we couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
We had each other.
Naya and I ate sushi and drank wine every night.
Oh, yeah.
So many crispy rices.
Netflix.
Snakes used to
throw Christmas
parties.
No, there was no Netflix, Naya.
Huh?
There was no Netflix at that
time. You guys would bring
time.
DVDs and you would watch them in your trailers.
Oh, maybe later. That was just me alone then. I'm just having flashbacks to me
2010.
Alone.
2010. No Netflix.
I do miss the Snakes parties.
Those were epic.
Nye would have an annual Christmas party called Snixmas.
Were you at the first Snixmas?
Yes, I ripped my pants on the dance floor.
Remember
Don't you ever forget
the red suit?
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had, like, a walk on water, didn't you, at one point? Didn't you cover your pool with an ice skating rink?
And Ryan came to the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's real.
Did I have it snow at the second?
Yes, you did. You had snow and you had carolers.
You had a DJ up in Santa's Tower.
Yes, I've had John Locke up there in that, like, rented random swing set. I'm like, you're Santa.
Yeah. I remember when you were discussing if you should do, like, the second time, and you're like, oh, man, it's going to cost this much money. Yeah.
Literally, throw it for everyone, and it'd be, like, a lot of money.
It would be
for sure.
It would be so much money.
I'm so
glad that I did,
Naya,
though.
You should have your own entertainment show.
Like, what, putting on parties?
Yes.
With whose money, Heather?
Somebody else's.
Whatever network it is.
No, those parties were awesome. I actually do miss, like, throwing
They
parties.
Were so
I'm like,
good.
I should do it more.
You're a good host.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had carolers stand in the reels. Oh, the second year I had elves.
Yes, that's
passing
what it was.
Out those little champagne things. They were awesome.
I remember you wear,
really,
like, a top hat the first year.
That was a housewarming.
Oh, that was a housewarming.
I'm like a future Housewives of LA. All of these events.
We can only hope.
I miss a part. Can you throw one?
Yes, I will.
We should have just, like, a rager.
Let's do it.
Like
I will throw
a classic rager.
Should I do a Snicks Miss again?
Yes.
I can't wait till then.
We well, could that's do sort a, of like the holiday that I guess you know, you're right. everybody
I bet you we could
is around for and yeah, the party
yeah,
for.
Fine.
We could do a summer bash. Is it too soon?
True. But then, like, what if I work in the summer?
What if I'm well, not that's more here. Important because then yeah. you can fund the Snicks
I would
party.
Love yeah. to do like a 4th of July.
We need you to work so I then you can throw the Christmas party.
No, we're donating to the Snicksmas fund.
Okay.
Yeah, should we start
Kickstarter?
Kickstarter
for well, Snicksmas.
We'll live stream it.
Yes. You can also attend the Snicksmas party
yeah.
on YouTube.
Yes.
Enter to win.
Or maybe we just need someone to sponsor like some
oh,
party
for sure.
planner.
Smirnoff.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Smirnoff.
Absolutely. We'll do it.
I'm on the party planning
That's
committee.
Here, guys. Here's my only request. Smirnoff. Heather.
I'm going to get stuck again. Hold
That's
on. I got
to Jenna's. What
got
happened?
Stuck last time. You weren't here, Kevin.
Are you going to edit this out?
What?
I got stuck. My headphones.
This part?
No, just.
No. Do you want us to?
No.
We can do whatever we want
I don't
on this.
Care.
We can what edit part? Whatever. I don't know. Do you think your kids will ever see Glee?
I have shown my kids Glee, yes.
What do they say?
Well, so has Josie seen it?
It's funny. I try, and you know, he's like,
he doesn't really care.
Yeah. And then I feel like Valerie Cherish being like, it's mommy. Yeah. Look. Look at me sing and dance. That's what I do. He's like, no.
Well.
Well, that's how I felt for the longest time because Eli was the same way. He just didn't give a, yeah. you know. But then recently he was talking about dancing in the stars. He calls it dancing in the stars.
That's really cute.
Because he remembers going and seeing mommy dance. And then
aww.
He had this moment where he couldn't really figure out the reality of cartoons. He didn't get yep. that it wasn't real. Yeah. He thought everything was real. All TV, everything. And I was like, no, babe. This is pretend. These people on the TV are playing pretend. And he didn't get it. And so I had to show him Glee and say, you know, mommy played a part in a TV show.
So he could
and
see you there.
So he could see me
see
there
the
playing pretend.
Got it.
What did he say?
He was dumbstruck for the first episode. And he made me rewind it over and over so he could rewatch it. It was
That's really cute.
Cute.
That's really so cute. One of my favorites was when Kevin's niece and nephew, who are now like full-grown adults.
I remember that.
Shannon, Kevin's sister, yeah. showed Rose and Jack. I think it was like not Push It or something from that
episode. It was Push It.
It was Push It, yes. And she goes, Uncle Kevin, that's Uncle Kevin. Why is Uncle Kevin in the TV?
You're like, why is he in there?
Get him out there.
Oh, I forgot about
yes,
that.
I love that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and then I show up for Christmas and they've learned the entire Push It dance.
No!
And it's my nephew and my two nieces like humping each other.
And they were like,
stop.
Doing
Six.
The. Yeah, and they didn't
that's
know.
Amazing.
And my. My
blackmail.
Husband at the time was like, yeah. Shannon, don't let them do this. She's like, I think it's great.
My niece, she loves the Beat Bugs, which is all the Beatles animated. It's so good. And so my brother showed her like Hello, Goodbye, the one
yeah.
we did. And he that's how we introduced Aunt Jenna into, you know, the TV world. And she go, play Aunt Jenna and her friends.
Oh,
that's so
that's
cute.
Really cute.
Aunt Jenna loves dancing with her friends. Play Aunt Jenna and her friends.
Oh, that's Aww. So cute.
And then recently, she's met my boyfriend who she loves. She loves David, like, a lot. And so she'll be like, is David with Jenna and her friends? And Aww. I was like, no.
Oh,
she's just the Aww. Cutest. But
I love the things they say.
I know. It's just kids say the darndest.
They're so funny.
They really do. Owen the other day looks at me. He was trying to create conversation because I was having a full-blown conversation with my husband's dad or mom. And he was trying to get in the conversation, which is so funny to hear Aww. From a three-year-old. Like, he was, like, trying to stutter and get in there. And all of a sudden, he like,
my way. Yeah.
How do I make a conversation?
It's like jump roping. Okay, gotta right. get
He was like, oh, mom, dutch. Mom. I'm like, yeah, bud. Silence. Did you know that white cars are $5? Okay,
That's
Owen.
Amazing.
Thank you.
The other day, Josie, oh. I guess, asked our nanny if she has a car in Mexico. And she's not
no.
from Mexico.
No. No.
I go, what? He goes, Monica?
And that's a moment where you're like,
do you have a car in Mexico? I'm like, where did, what's happening? What's, whoa. It's the funniest. I've ever heard.
We're going to come on once a week and do this. Yeah. So you know.
That's great.
Your kids are too young to have like career day where your parents come in and like
we
talk.
We just did ours.
Okay, so what did you do?
I didn't go in. I was not cool enough. I wasn't invited.
Wait, do they have what grade?
He's in TK.
Okay, and then so you can only one parent can go?
Or well, they pick a few parents.
They had quite a few. It was like 2 weeks long.
What?
I know. So they'd come in. I'm sure the teacher.
Heather.
The teacher just
you're like, don't you know? I think I
she
am.
She didn't. Exactly.
Oh, come
she
on.
She didn't know. but they.
she didn't know.
It was no, like a couple of friends. Like I saw them come out with their like fireman hats and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And then 2
servants,
days
yeah.
go by and I'm like, oh, that's so sad. What am I going to go say? You sit and wait for a really long time. And
yeah.
And then
no,
you go in.
Like public and, service. Like
exactly.
Yeah,
it's fireman.
I get it.
It's
I get it.
Policemen.
It's also like, hey kids, I was on the show that was on when you were.
This is
an
what
infant.
You should aspire
yeah.
to be. You're like, don't do it, kids. Don't
no,
do
I
it.
I actually would not encourage that.
What if your kids asked to be in theater or in
entertainment?
Entertain like actually in the business.
You're a minor. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, kids don't
yeah, but
work.
To play devil advocate, you did.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you gotta
working.
Take that up with grandma.
If grandma wants to drive you on auditions,
listen,
that's on her.
Take that up with grandma, but I think, I'm pretty sure you're a minor.
Yeah. Oh, Eli, my kids are very shy. Well, my oldest, Eli, is super shy. And he had mentioned it one day. He was like, I want to do theater. Because they saw a play at school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I think that's fun.
If you're interested in that, let's do that. You can do theater and
like,
build up your
school.
Tolerance.
But
yeah,
yeah, in school. I mean,
safer
would
place.
You really
yeah,
be taking
like,
him to like auditions?
I would not be interested until he's about 9 or 10.
And then you're going to take him to
maybe.
Auditions.
And then I would
yes.
take him. Because I think soon enough, I can, especially because summer break is coming up, I can take him on auditions with me and
yeah.
he can sit outside.
Yeah.
And so soon enough, he'll know like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
he'll see you going on audition and be like, you know what?
I don't
never
think
mind.
So.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
No, no thanks.
This is boring.
Yeah, I don't want to sit in the car anymore. When are we home?
Yeah, yeah totally. We're about to play a really fun little game with Nye and Heather, but before we do, let's give a shout out to the American Heart Association.
They're on a mission to help you live longer and healthier by fighting stroke and heart disease.
They want all of us, specifically millennial women.
Like you, Kevin?
Exactly. To keep our hearts pumping by getting our 2.5 hours of walking in each week. That's shorter than the last Avengers movie.
We're all busy, but we can do it.
So if you're sitting down right now, stand up or do some squats or even go for a run while you listen to our show.
Getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week could literally change your life.
Learn how to live a better life today at heart.org. That's HEART.org.
You got it right. This message is brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're still with Naya and Heather. We're
gonna still here.
Still here. Still here. We're not gonna let them leave. The door is locked. So we're gonna play a newlywed-ish game.
Showmance or no man?
Dun dun dun. Something like that. See, you're gonna read the questions.
I am.
Okay. Yes. All right.
The voice of God.
Yeah, I was going to say the message from God.
So I'm writing about Kevin. Kevin's writing about Jenna. Heather's writing about Naya. And Naya about Heather.
Is someone
I'm just making
score?
Sure for myself. Yes, we'll write it down.
Do we get a time limit?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's when we...
No, they'll read the question and then it'll be like,
great.
We write
okay.
it down and show
just,
it.
Right? Oh.
Someone will count down from
Steve.
Three. There we go.
All oh, right, God. Steve, go for the first question.
Well thought out.
Okay, don't you can't show each other your okay. answers.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Kevin.
Sorry.
Okay.
Question one.
Yes.
What is your partner's least favorite Glee song?
Oh God. Oh
okay, can I just pause because you took me out of it because your voice is so...
it's a
it's great
so
one.
Nice. Yeah.
That was
it's
like so clear. And
yeah, okay. I know he should be doing this.
I actually don't know.
You should know this, Jenna. You suck.
Oh my God, I
really?
Don't know.
I'm just going to
should
guess.
I?
Okay, I got it. I don't think this is right, but...
I don't think it's right either.
I spelled it incorrectly.
Oh, you can see.
Okay, yeah, ready?
That's good.
Ready.
Okay, do we flip?
Naya, what did you think? You say what your least favorite song is.
Oh, okay. Yes. My least favorite Glee song would probably be Beth.
Heather, show us.
Oh,
what is it?
No! Don't stop believing.
That's okay. There.
Okay. Heather, and you? What's your least favorite?
My least favorite Glee song is Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, Naya.
Sung by Glee.
Naya, what
not
you
by
write?
The original.
I wrote Keep Holding On.
That is actually one. Really good.
That's a very good one. Yeah. Good choice.
Did she get a point? Because it was very good.
I mean...
And it was...
No.
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 Okay,
no.
What about you guys?
Okay, Kevin.
Okay, my least favorite song, I would probably... I mean, Beth is a great answer.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
But it's probably Don't Stop Believing.
Damn it!
Yeah.
I wrote Gangnam Style.
Oh. Well, mine's a tie. It's What the Fox Say or...
Oh, that! We talked about that the other day! Damn it.
Yeah, I know. You suck.
Okay.
Love-hate relationship.
My least favorite Glee song is Don't Stop Believing. Yes, Kevin!
Yes. Kevin for the win.
Ding, ding, I nailed it. Ding, ding. Okay, we get a point.
All right, I'm writing this down for Kevin.
Is it just teams?
Yeah.
It's just teams. They're
Kevin and Jenna.
Jenna and Kevin. Mm.
Showmans,
have a point.
So far. Naya and Heather, no man.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, Steve, second question.
Second question. What is your partner's favorite messy Glee moment?
Oh.
Messy, like how?
Like I on screen or off screen?
On screen.
No, you know messy.
Well, like there were a lot of food fights.
No.
You on know screen. What we're
yeah, this can't. On
this
screen.
Isn't literally. Okay, on screen. Mm-hmm. On screen, okay.
Didn't you say character?
I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you say character?
Glee.
What?
You said Glee.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, repeat messy? The question. Repeat the question.
Because we got fairy veil for days.
I'm talking about food fights.
What is your partner's favorite messy Glee moment?
This is hard.
This is a tricky one.
Yeah.
This is really hard.
Can we call it least favorite?
What is your partner's least favorite messy Glee moment?
Okay, I got
That's great.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't.
It's okay. You can
what
take
does that
it,
mean?
You can take it literally like, messy or
like a messy storyline.
Messy situation.
Or like
and
messy.
What did she hate about her own
storyline?
No, but like messy. Like what's something weird the show did?
Okay. Storyline. Oh, but can it also be like as Naya, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like as a human being.
Okay.
What
okay.
did you think was messy on the show?
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
I know Naya's, which is crazy. And I don't even think you know it yourself, but I remember this specifically.
Okay.
Story, messy story. What would you hate?
I don't even know what I did. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to write what yours is, and I'm going to tell you what yours was.
Just tell me. Just write something.
Just write something.
Oh, I have something.
Kevin.
It's really random, though.
Kevin!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have like three different ones.
Yeah, this is very hard.
No cheating.
Whatever, Steve.
Can I fact check?
Okay. Naya, what was your favorite, least favorite, messy thing?
Well said, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say the monologue rant that I had to Kurt was like... So messy. It was so like mean. You know, it was like it blurred the lines too much. And I remember like him being upset about it and me just having to do it over and over and over and over again. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't write it.
Heather, what did you write?
I wrote in season 3, when we had the trouble tones during Adele, when Santana and Quinn get in a fight outside the lockers, because I remember you actually got hurt from it and you were very upset.
That's hilarious.
I remember that very in detail.
Oh, I got scratched.
Yes.
Oh, she really thought we were fighting.
Oh, no.
It's like that Jamie Foxx bit where you're like, he really thought we were playing football.
Yes.
Like, no, 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 no. Don't touch the face.
and Heather, what was your least favorite?
That's a hard one.
I know.
I would say, again... The Gaga situation was just messy.
Okay.
Because I think that was just... It was just
the lobster.
Hard times.
The lobster. Naya?
I put when Britney left for genius school.
Oh, my God.
So blurry.
Oh, so many memories.
So blurry. Jenna, you go first.
Okay. I wrote three different ones.
Wait, no. You tell me your least favorite.
Oh. My least favorite... I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
The Vapor Rape story.
What?
Guys, what?
Yes, Kevin! Yes!
I'm nailing this.
Audience, what? This is because they were roommates for like 3 years.
Kevin!
Whatever.
You
winning is winning, me. Heather.
Well, what is that?
When she, like, Blaine fell asleep and she was...
I raped Blaine with vapor rub.
Did it they wasn't say rape. The word rape?
I rubbed him with vapor rub.
Oh, when you were...
And then Kurt was like, you vapor raped my boyfriend!
Oh my gosh.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah, and also like... yeah.
Creepy Tina.
Yeah. Hair creepy. Creepy
in your room. Yeah.
She straddled him. It was crazy.
Oh okay. My gosh.
Kevin?
Yeah.
What was yours?
Okay, I have. Can I tell you two of them?
All right, I wrote two, so...
You wrote
okay.
two?
Yeah. You
okay.
know
okay.
what.
Okay. One is, I think it was the episode where, like, the power goes out, and I think it was Blake's character, Ryder. Didn't he, like, come forward saying he had been molested?
Yes.
And then Artie says something, like, awful to him, being like, okay, yeah, but, it, like, you're a dude, so, like, it doesn't count or something like that. And I, it was sort of like what you were saying. Like, I felt terrible. So I was like, well, Artie's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like.
Didn't write that one.
Like, that is rude. Like, that's just awful.
Yeah, that would have cost us the show these days, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I get it showing perspectives, but, like, no.
Yeah, that didn't
matter. Come on. My other one would be my all-time least favorite thing ever was What the Fox Say.
Puppets!
Puppets.
Oh, puppets. I wasn't there for that.
We
my
got
puppet
it.
Was wearing a leopard t-shirt.
And the score.
Do we get 2 points for that?
Sure.
She just wrote 2 points.
Well, I got a point. Oh, yeah. You got a point.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, all right.
Mine. All
what right. helps when we give two answers?
Right. Next question.
Yeah, fine.
Good
Come
job.
On, Steve.
This one's a little bit different. What is your partner's most embarrassing moment on set?
Oh, gosh.
These are hard.
These are really hard.
Because this was what? This was 3 years ago.
4 years
on
ago.
Top, 4 years ago on top
I'm
of a 7 year
I'm going with like an
run.
On-set like character embarrassing thing that they had to do.
Oh, on-set character thing?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
be,
yeah, like what happened in your
other.
Character.
Wait, it was...
Okay. Oh, no.
Wait, what was something embarrassing you had to do?
Oh, no. These are hard.
Oh. Like, thing on wait, 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 wait. I think this was
Do you know mine?
I mean, I wrote something.
I think I misspelled a word. Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Then? You go first.
Okay.
What's your least favorite thing?
I don't know. I guess when I don't know, when I had to fall in a fountain a million times, I don't
Damn
know.
It, that's what I was going to say. Didn't you have to, like, make out with Cord?
I was going to say that! I literally was going to say that! And then I was like, don't do it.
Make out with Sam grossly.
Yes, I did.
It
I
was just, like,
literally,
tongue.
Yeah! Damn it, I was so close. That was good. Okay, what was yours?
My least favorite thing.
Think, Kevin, think.
Okay, I thought it... I didn't like... Okay, no, my least... Okay, this is going to be... This maybe isn't right, but I thought it was a little inappropriate or weird when Artie got those leg things.
Damn it!
And, for Christmas.
Yes,
yeah. Tiny Christmas. Tim. Tiny Tim.
And then we made it like a whole
story
thing. Line. It felt strange.
It was sweet. It played out very
Did
sweet.
It? Okay, good. Yeah. I was very worried that I was going to offend somebody.
That played out better than your rolling STD.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You were literally an STD.
Oh, that was it. That,
yeah, never mind.
I was in Washington Square Park at 7 a.m. in New York City in an STD costume.
It was gnarly.
In
Wait,
public.
What?
Yes.
It was like a green, puffy... Okay.
It looked like a giant booger.
All right. Heather, what is your least favorite thing?
I can't go first because I'm trying to rack my brain.
Okay.
They were very sensitive with Brittany for some reason because she wasn't smart. I feel like they never did embarrassing things.
Yeah, they always made her sort of like
They
really
made
I
it
get
like
a point because I
handicap.
Wrote nothing. We're perfect.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Oh, that's not right.
All right, Heather.
It's true. That's
well,
what
I
she's
would
basically
say that
saying. Oh, basically, yeah.
Naya?
Yes.
What was yours?
Nothing. We're perfect.
Oh, that's right.
Heather, what was
yours? I know. What was yours for Heather?
The same.
Oh.
Okay. Nothing. We're perfect.
Okay, what did you write, Heather?
I wrote either when Finn outs Santana in public,
oh,
but that's not embarrassing.
For the character.
For the character, yeah.
Yeah.
Or when Sue, this is funny, but when Sue outs about your, like, you being Jugs McGee and you getting a boob job.
Oh, my God.
And then messy.
Was that before or after I did the Jacob and Israel interview?
Yeah.
Same time.
I know.
Same time.
Do we have time for one more?
You tell me.
Speed round.
Listen,
yeah,
I think I know
round,
who won.
Speed round.
Okay. Speed round. Let's do one more.
Speed round. Everybody has to
wins.
Go in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Steve, go.
Okay. Which Glee characters does your partner wish got together?
Doesn't have to be their own character.
Read it one more time.
Which Glee characters does your partner wish got together? Perhaps in an alternate reality of Glee.
Nailed it.
Okay.
For the record, Artie was with the most people on Glee, so...
Why you had an STD.
Yeah.
I don't even know
Artie
who
got
I want.
Around and wasn't wrapping it up.
Oh. I have no idea who I want. Okay, all right, ready? Kevin,
okay.
Who is yours?
Santana and Artie.
Ugh. I wrote Artie Cute. And Jesse St. James.
Oh, I forgot it. Artie is straight.
Oh, well, in an alternate universe.
Oh, damn. Everyone. All them. I don't know. That would be weird.
Never
I don't
want
to kiss any of the boys
right,
I know.
All right. I'll go.
Okay.
Tina and... I don't even know. Tina and... Finn.
I blacked out because I just wrote what I wanted.
Oh.
That's exactly what I did, Kevin.
Okay. Naya, who would you want?
I would want Jacob Ben Israel and Quinn.
Oh!
Oh, so close!
What
so
did you close. Write?
I wrote Jacob Ben Israel and Becky.
Okay. Half a point.
And Heather.
Half a point.
Heather.
I also wrote, this is my personal,
okay.
Figgins and Sue.
Got it.
No.
Oh, I got Sue and Mr.
I almost put Mr. Schuster.
That's another
they,
half a point.
But then I said, hey, that's they did get
so
together.
We're all a showman.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much
for
coming and doing this.
I know, for doing two parts. And come back next week, y'all.
Look out for Heather's podcast.
Yes. Nice clothing
line. We will be having, hopefully, some guests from this one.
Yes.
And thanks for listening, you guys. Come back next week.
Bye.
Bye.
911, what is your emergency?
A brutal murder that took place in Washington, D.C.
To do what he did to four people, including a 10-year-old boy, is just beyond words.
A family and their housekeeper held hostage and tortured for 19 hours before their mansion was set on fire with them inside.
It's just hard to imagine that such a nice family could be the victim of something so depraved.
In WTOP's 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, you'll be shocked by the new details of this heinous crime, and you won't believe how investigators brought the killer to justice.
He did not act alone. Mark my words.
Download 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, with new episodes every Monday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Okay, as you guys know, I am a true crime podcast fan, junkie, and have converted Kevin.
Yeah, by osmosis, I have to be.
There is a new upcoming crime podcast called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, which we are very excited about. We've gotten
so
to
good.
Listen to the first episode, and we have a little special preview for you.
Yeah, we got to talk to the two hosts, Megan Clardy and Jack Moore, who are actually the journalists covering the case in real time, and how, in retrospect, have gone back to investigate some of the unanswered questions that they had.
Check it out.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for doing this. We're like at the end of our day here in DC, and we're like, oh, cool. We get to talk to celebs.
Oh, please.
No.
I'm already getting starstruck by your voice after hearing the first episode.
I know.
Okay. You guys did listen to it. I wasn't sure if it got to you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was actually really upset when it was over. I was driving, so I wasn't paying attention to like how much time I had left. And then it finished. I'm like, no.
I know.
I need more.
Well, that's good to hear. This one guy was like, so are you dropping all of them on June 10th? We were like, no.
You're not Netflix.
No.
It's how just many? Jack. So it's like, we're not quite done.
Sure. How many episodes will there be? Do you know?
Well, it's funny. I should let Jack talk. He's here too.
Hi guys.
Hey, Jack. What's going on?
There are 10, but it's funny. We actually aren't done yet. Like, we haven't finished writing it yet because it could. While Jack's famous line is, well, we know how, like, what happens in the trial and the case and how it ends. We actually don't know how this podcast ends.
So let's jump into that then.
Yeah.
Because I have lots of questions about it and we only have a short amount of time. So you guys are hosts of a brand new true crime podcast called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare. Can you guys just give us an update of how you got into this in the first place?
Sure. So, I mean, this was a really shocking crime that happened back in May 2015. It was a wealthy D.C. businessman, his wife, his 10-year-old son, and the family's housekeeper were taken hostage in their own home, held for 22 hours, which is where the title comes from, then tortured and killed. And we learned of the crime when firefighters raced to their home, which was set on fire. And so this crime shocked the nation's capital. It garnered national, international media coverage. And then there was 3 years before the person who was accused of committing this horrible crime went on trial.
And so we started covering it, you know, 4 years ago when it happened. And then we followed it all the way through the trial and decided, gosh, there's so much here we didn't get to report. So many details, so many kind of shocking revelations throughout this thing that we wanted to do more of a long form thing. And then we ended up doing this podcast.
Wow. I mean, the first we got to hear a little bit of the first episode and we're so excited for everybody else to hear it. But it sets it up and it's so haunting and so thrilling at the same time. I have a question. You guys, you're a journalist, Megan, right? And
yeah,
you both started covering this just as journalists and then decided to make this podcast. Like, what was the decision to make the podcast?
Well, we were starting to cover the trial and we knew the trial was going to be about 6 weeks long and we knew it would be like very complex and lots of details coming out. And so there's no recording any audio or video inside DC Superior Court where the trial took place. So basically, I would be covering it sitting in the courtroom. And then when there was a break, I'd kind of like run outside with my hair on fire, like grab a tuna sandwich and call Jack and be like, this is what we found out today. This is the spelling, everybody's name. And just kind of to make sure that we were on the same page reporting the same thing that day. But he ended up recording those calls just to have it to play back.
Smart.
And genius, Jack. Genius.
So we have these audio diaries, if you will, of how we covered it. And there's just so many nuances in those that, you know, I think if you looked back 3 years later, you know, you wouldn't remember that exact detail or how you felt or whatever. But so we started with that. And then we got a ton of evidence from the U.S. Attorney's Office, you know, voicemails that some of the victims, like calls they made while they were being held hostage, where they sound relatively normal. And just it sort of started like, you know, kind of getting a life of its own where we had all this stuff we could report. As well as those audio diaries, and it lent itself well, you know, to a long form podcast.
One of my favorite things that you guys mentioned in the first episode is that because this case is sort of closed in a sense of there was somebody that is convicted of, you know, committing the crime, that you're not interested or trying to debate this person's innocence. But what you're doing is you found that there were so many gaps in the story that you two could sort of take it upon yourself to look into that. At what point, was there a point during the case or was it after the conviction came out that you're like, you know what, there are so many holes, and you had all those sort of those audio diaries that you're talking about, that you're like, I think we need to delve deeper into this because it's such a it sounds like it's such a complex case. Like you said, there's so many nuances in it as well where the prosecutors didn't necessarily bring all the details or didn't have all the answers themselves. Was there something that stuck out to you? Be like, oh, I think we can sort of take this on.
Absolutely. I think that we, after the verdict and when we started to put this podcast together and we laid everything out that we knew, and then that's when all, you know, kind of those gaps became even more apparent. And what we really wanted to do as well is take the listener on the journey that we experienced of being totally in the dark and not really knowing all of the details and, you know, slowly piecemeal trying to piece together how this could have happened. Because as prosecutors said, this was entirely the work of one man. And for a long time, there was a lot of speculation that this would have required more than one person to be involved. You're talking about three adults and a child being held hostage for nearly a day. Like, you know, how does one person control four people? And so a big part of the trial was trying to parse out, is that even possible? And a lot of it goes to the timeline of when things were happening. But so we wanted to really bring the listener along with our journey of understanding how this happened. And, you know, and could only one person do it?
But Kevin, like to your point, there were these nagging questions that we had throughout the whole thing. Like, oh, how could that even have happened? You know,
right.
And we take the listener with us like, well, OK, let's go down this alternative theory. Like, let's figure out, would this even have worked? You know, and we spend almost as much time on the defense as we do on the prosecution. So you really hear how it was presented and you can kind of, you know, parse it for yourself and figure out, you know, I don't really believe that part, but I guess I could. I could see how this would work out. And I don't know. I mean, it's so complex to go into the details, would take too much time, but there's so much to this story. I mean, there's a person who, the last person who saw one of the victims alive walking towards her house when police believe the other two people had already been taken hostage. Yeah. Oh, there's like cell phone pings to help you trace where people were. And yeah, there's just a lot there. So it really, it unfolds in a pretty surprising way.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing you guys talk about it here is so compelling and so exciting to me because, you know, in other crime podcasts, you hear people narrate a story, but you guys were actually there and you take us through your experience, which is what I think is going to make this podcast so special. You know, to sum it all up, what can people and listeners expect this season?
Well, I think unlike some other podcasts, we do have answers. You know, some podcasts really leave you hanging. We do have answers. So we're going to give you answers. We're going to explain how this horrible crime unfolded. And we're also going to explore the person who was accused, charged, and convicted of committing this crime. We're going to explore, you know, his motivations
and how they kind of didn't make sense. I mean, there was a $40,000 money drop in the middle of this whole thing while they were being held hostage. And then just how brutally this crime went down for us, at least for me, it doesn't really make sense. So right. we do have unanswered questions.
Right.
But then there's
right.
also sort of the story of how Jack and I, you know, kind of blindly put this together. We didn't really know what we were doing. And I mean, from a journalistic standpoint, you're not supposed to have an emotion or feeling about a story you're doing. It is just, you know, unlike acting and putting together a show, it doesn't matter how we feel. And so we kind of grappled as we go through this whole thing. We tell you, you know, where we find challenges and how we put it together. And it's sort of, we pull back the curtain a little bit as well.
Wow.
That's why it's so good. That's why you guys are masterful storytellers. And that's just from the first episode.
And you guys have like a much darker showmance than we have. I'll definitely be listening, and Kevin too. And, you know, everybody else should as well tune in. When do you guys premiere?
The first episode drops on June 10th. It's called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare. And we're going to be dropping 10 episodes every Monday from then on.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much. We're so excited for you, and congrats. And I mean, we're all tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.